Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, you've recently come back from touring the Piedmont area, and one wine that has...
Of Italy.
Yes, that's, thank you for clarifying. One wine that has, at least from a historical perspective, pretty consistently underperformed and been, you know, thin and rustic and not terribly interesting is Barbera, but in the last couple of years, that seems to be turning around, and you're here to tell me that there's really good signs, good stuff to be seen.
Yeah, turning around big time. It used to be I just couldn't touch a bottle of Barbera d'Asti,
or yeah.
Maybe I could buy a Barbera d'Alba a little bit. But I've been to Italy twice, and not only did I visit vineyards, I was going to a lot of restaurants, and that was what I would order because it was really reasonably priced. And I was blown away by the quality, Hugh. It has improved so much. And the fact of the matter is that the more responsible wineries are really paying a lot of attention to this grape. It does tend toward overproduction, which, you know, is going to limit your quality. They've cut back on the yield. They're taking it seriously, and they're putting really good wine in the bottle. And the good news is a lot of it's very, very reasonable. Let's start with a great example, Casata Monticello, Barbera d'Asti. This was just a lovely wine. The aroma was composed of vanilla toffee, I guess, blackberry jam with touches of blueberries and spice. And when you taste it, it seems like at first it's a little thin, but then, whoom, it fleshes out really quickly.
Interesting.
Yeah, especially when you're eating it with cheese or something. It really takes on weight. Instead of a flavorless wine, you got this tremendous burst of fresh fruit flavor. There was tart black sherry, sweet red plums under a layer of kind of, I would call, peppery spice at $12.
Oh, wow. That's a deal.
I mean, this you can have a lot of pizza dinners with this. I would get a case. Tremendous, tremendous value, and I'm very, very impressed with it. My old friends at Palladino down in Serra Lunga in the Barolo region have made a really, really nice Barbera d'Alba. This is $18, and this is from a first-class producer. It is a little bit tannic, a little bit rough, as you would call rustic, but underlying it, there's a smoothness. So there's this interesting contrast, you know, of the bramble on top and the smooth flowing fruit underneath.
Right.
Really, really, really nice. There was a dominating herbal note that the French call garrigue, which is field herbs. And that was evident in both the aroma and the flavor. So it gives you a nice counterpoint to all the deep, dark berry flavors. $18 for this.
Also a good
deal. It's a first-class wine and ready to drink right now. So that's wonderful. One of the names that you'll keep seeing all over the Piedmont region, and here in the United States, too, is Varja. If you saw the label, you'd recognize it immediately. Mm-hmm. They also have a Barbera d'Alba, and this was classy. I mean, there was no doubt about it. This is a Saturday night dinner wine, and at $25, I think it's a very, very good choice. The wine has an appearance of fullness to it, but there's also kind of a lightness to it, and that's a wonderful contrast. Lots of good flavors, lots of complexity. And although there's tannins, they're very well-behaved tannins. So I'm encouraging people to go out and look for these Barberas. They're tremendous wines. And this is the time of year to really start enjoying them. A lot of fun. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org. And people can go there and look under programs and features. Scroll down to Cellar Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to. It's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.